Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Gnar Trees Podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book. The Power of Your Subconscious Mind is a classic self-help and new thought book by Joseph Murphy, first published in 1963 and still widely read in later editions. Its central purpose is to explain how the subconscious mind influences perception, behavior, health, relationships, and achievement, and how deliberate mental habits can be used to shape outcomes. Murphy writes in a simple, repetitive, highly accessible style, aiming less at academic argument than at practical application. The book blends psychological ideas, spiritual language, biblical references, and examples drawn from healing, sleep, fear, and personal success. It is best understood as an instructional manual for mental conditioning rather than a scientific study, and its influence comes from the clarity of its method and the confidence of its claims. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, the subconscious mind as a silent operating system beneath conscious thought. Murphy presents the subconscious as the deeper layer of mind that continuously accepts impressions and turns them into lived experience. The conscious mind can choose thoughts, but the subconscious is described as the force that stores, repeats, and expresses them through habits, expectations, and bodily responses. This framing is important because it shifts responsibility from isolated actions to the repeated mental patterns that produce them. In Murphy's view, people often assume they are reacting to external events when they are actually reinforcing inner beliefs that were planted earlier. The book therefore asks readers to monitor not only what they do, but what they mentally rehearse. That idea gives the book its practical structure. The mind is not merely reflective, but formative. By treating the subconscious as responsive and tireless, Murphy argues that mental input matters because it becomes behavioral output over time. Secondly, visualization and positive suggestion as tools for mental reprogramming. A major theme in the book is that the subconscious can be directed through repeated suggestion, especially when ideas are held with emotional conviction and pictured clearly. Murphy emphasizes mental imagery, affirmation, and prayer-like statements as methods for planting a desired outcome in the deeper mind. This is where the book moves from theory to technique. Instead of relying on willpower alone, it teaches readers to create internal conditions that make desired actions feel natural. The logic is that the subconscious does not evaluate ideas the way the critical conscious mind does. It absorbs patterns that are repeated often enough and accepted with feeling. That is why Murphy gives so much attention to bedtime suggestion, mental rehearsal, and the language of certainty. The book's practical value lies in this method-oriented approach, even though its claims are broader than what mainstream psychology would endorse in literal form. Thirdly, health, healing, and the mind-body relationship, Murphy extends the power of the subconscious well beyond motivation and argues that mental states can influence physical well-being. He treats health as closely tied to the images and beliefs held in mind, suggesting that fear, tension, and chronic doubt can shape the body as strongly as optimism and trust. This is one of the book's most distinctive and controversial dimensions because it links inner belief with bodily change in a direct way. The examples are intended to show that the body responds to accepted mental patterns and that calm, confident expectation can support healing processes. While modern readers may treat these claims as metaphorical or spiritually framed rather than scientifically proven, they remain central to the book's logic. Murphy is not merely saying that mindset affects behavior, but that subconscious conviction can influence physiological outcomes. This makes the book appealing to readers interested in psychosomatic ideas, but it also marks a boundary between inspirational teaching and empirical science. Fourthly, relationships, fear, and forgiveness as mental habits that can be changed. The book applies its core ideas to everyday emotional life, especially in the areas of fear, resentment, and human relationships. Murphy argues that many personal conflicts persist because the subconscious keeps replaying old emotional patterns. Fear becomes self-reinforcing when repeatedly imagined, while forgiveness becomes a deliberate mental discipline rather than a passive feeling. He presents emotional release as a way to stop feeding harmful patterns into the subconscious. This matters because it broadens the book beyond individual achievement and into interpersonal behavior. The reader is encouraged to see relationship problems not only as external mismatches, but as internal scripts shaped by expectation, memory, and interpretation. By making forgiveness and emotional calm practical techniques, Murphy turns abstract moral ideas into psychological habits. The result is a framework in which mental discipline is not just for success or wealth, but for reducing conflict and changing how one responds to other people. Lastly, why the book remains influential despite repetition and doctrinal limits. The Power of Your Subconscious Mind has remained popular because it offers a very simple model of change. Change the inner pattern and the outer life will follow. Its clarity is part of its longevity. Readers do not need technical vocabulary to understand the book, and its practical tone makes it easy to revisit. At the same time, the book is often criticized for being repetitive, overly certain, and built on assumptions that mix psychology with spiritual and religious language. Some readers value the universalism of its message, while others question its theological framing or its lack of scientific rigor. These tensions are important because they explain the book's place in the self-help canon. It is not persuasive because it is academically rigorous. It is influential because it gives readers an accessible and memorable way to think about habit, belief, and mental direction. That combination of simplicity, ambition, and repetition has helped it endure across generations. In conclusion, The Power of Your Subconscious Mind is best suited to readers who want a concise, method-driven introduction to the relationship between thought, habit, and personal change. It will appeal to people interested in self-help, new thought, prayer-based affirmation, and mind-body ideas, especially those who prefer practical language over technical psychology. The book can offer intellectual value even to skeptical readers because it illustrates how belief systems shape perception and behavior, and why repeated inner dialogue matters in daily life. Its main benefit is not scientific explanation, but a clear framework for observing how expectations, emotions, and mental rehearsal influence action. Compared with many modern self-help books, it stands out for its simplicity, its spiritual tone, and its consistent focus on the subconscious as the central mechanism of change. It is also unusually broad, applying its model to health, fear, money, relationships, and problem-solving rather than a single life domain. That wide scope, combined with its memorable style, explains why it remains a defining classic in its genre. If you would like to support Joseph Murphy, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.